Israeli and Palestinian officials will reportedly meet in the coming week to talk about security arrangements for upcoming Palestinian presidential elections. Palestinians are scheduled to go to the polls on the 9th of January. The candidate list has shrunk in recent days, leaving PLO head Mahmoud Abbas as the clear front-runner to succeed the late Yasser Arafat. On the Israeli side, the opposition Labor Party is poised to join Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Likud party in a unity government. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Jerusalem. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And firstly, the agreement between Labor and Likud. How would that affect Mr. Sharon's plan to withdraw all settlements from Gaza and a few from the West Bank?
Well, it should help Sharon implement that plan. As always here, though, we have to say there's plenty that could yet go wrong. For Labor right now, they have to improve this new arrangement internally. It might also get a bit crowded near the top of this new government. For instance, Shimon Peres, the Labor leader, apparently is getting a new position, deputy prime minister, although the old deputy, Likud member Ehud Olmert, isn't going anywhere. But basically, despite their differences with Sharon, Labor is joining because it does believe in this disengagement plan.
Mm. Of course, before the disengagement takes place, we're going to see Palestinians going to the polls for the first time since 1996. What's it like on the campaign trail?
Well, officially, the two-week campaign season hasn't begun yet, but there is some activity. And much like in Iraq, where Iyad Alawi's getting the lion's share of attention, some Palestinian candidates are grumbling now that Mr. Abbas is the one getting not just publicity, but all the permissions to pass through checkpoints to enable him to campaign. Others are restricted. A couple of candidates seem to be finding the only way they can get any press is to have a dust-up with Israeli soldiers at a checkpoint somewhere. But, of course, the big shakeup is Marwan Barghouti, the jailed Fatah, a senior member, dropping out, leaving no one in the race who's reaching anywhere near Mr. Abbas's poll numbers. Some analysts are bemoaning the missed opportunity for Abbas to have had a tough opponent and a tough race, which might have given him more credibility because he's got some extremely difficult challenges ahead.
Now, the plan is for Israeli forces to withdraw for a period of around 72 hours surrounding the election. Is that correct?
Well, that's right, and there's some concern from both sides about that. Israelis have real security concerns. Gaza had a very bloody week, a body count on both sides, the strip now divided in three by Israeli checkpoints. Not conditions conducive to campaigning. And Palestinians say 3 days, that's not enough to give Palestinians either an education in the process or confidence. But so far, Israel seems to be sticking to that window.
And, Peter, what are you hearing from Palestinians about the import of this election in their lives? Do they feel that there's a choice to make for the future?
Some do. I had an interesting talk with a young Palestinian the other day who was sitting around the coffee shop with his friends, drinking coffee, smoking, saying they couldn't come up with a single reason why a new president would really improve their lives. And this is kind of another echo with the Iraqi elections. Among some other Palestinians, there is a real point of pride here. They want to demonstrate to the world, and not least to their own Arab neighbors, that self-governance isn't beyond them. They can handle us if they're given a chance.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking with us in Jerusalem. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.